This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Kansas City firefighter paramedic Graham Hoffman, 29, picks up an injured woman off a highway in Kansas City, Missouri, 1 a.m. Another paramedic drives the ambulance as Hoffman's attending Shanetta Bossel's cut finger. All of a sudden, she violently attacks him, stabbing him in the chest with a knife. Hoffman dies.
Officers responded to 152 North Oak on a report of a party walking alongside the road. They contacted that person, the defendant, saw that she had an injury on her finger, and then contacted emergency medical staff. When the defendant was in the back of the ambulance and being driven to a hospital, the driver of the ambulance heard Graham call out that he needed help. He pulled over, got out. When they opened the back of the ambulance, they could see that a struggle was ensuing. At that point, Graham indicated that the defendant had a knife and that she had used it.
Clay County Prosecutor Zach Thompson announced charges against Bossel and Hoffman's death. The young EMT was a member of the department for 3 years and working overtime when he was attacked. Just days earlier, Bossel was also charged with attacking an off-duty police officer. Bossel resisted arrest after she was caught trying to break into cars. She allegedly bit the officer and refused to let go. Bossel posted bond and was released 3 days before attacking and killing Hoffman.
Graham was a good man who made the decision to become a firefighter and serve his community. He made the well-being and safety of his community his personal responsibility. Our community grieves his loss at such a young age with his entire life ahead of him. No words or actions can undo the tragic events that led us here. That will not stop us from remaining steadfast in our pursuit of justice.
Bossel in custody on a $1 million bond facing first-degree murder. Did he really need the money? Dorian Sykes' getaway car for his Chase Bank holdup in Detroit is a white Rolls Royce. Sykes, 41, hands the teller a withdrawal slip with an ominous message. Give me all the money. I have a gun. I will kill everyone in here. The terrified teller quickly gives him $3,400. He speeds away in a $400,000 car. He is an author of 9 books, but his literary career apparently is not paying the bills. The FBI says he robbed Credit Union One Bank just a few weeks before in Sterling Heights. There he got away with over 10 grand. And here's the kicker. He's still on parole after serving time for a 2020 bank robbery. If convicted, he faces 20 years behind bars. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
Minneapolis police are investigating 2 deadly shootings just blocks apart that left 4 people dead and 2 others critically injured. Authorities say the incidents, one late on April 29th, the other the following afternoon, may be connected and gang-related. Police Chief Brian O'Hara says all victims appear to be Native American, and the violence has shaken the indigenous community in the Phillips neighborhood. One bullet from the second shooting narrowly missed 2 young children in a nearby SUV. No arrests have been made. O'Hara says the first group of victims were likely targeted. The shootings follow a month-long stretch without a homicide, the city's longest in a decade. Mayor Jacob Frey says Minneapolis is grieving, especially its Native population. Police are urging witnesses to come forward. A hazing stunt involving a high school lacrosse team near Syracuse, New York, has led to criminal charges and the cancellation of the season. We hear more now from Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
11 students from West Hill High School in Syracuse, New York, have been charged with unlawful imprisonment after prosecutors say a hazing prank crossed into criminal territory. Onondaga County District Attorney William Fitzpatrick says the student staged a fake armed abduction of 5 younger teammates. The group allegedly lured the victims with promises of food after a game, then drove them to a remote area where others waited in the woods, dressed in black and brandishing what appeared to be weapons. One student was tied up, blindfolded, and placed in the trunk of a car. Fitzpatrick called the act, quote, stupidity and lack of judgment at a level I cannot express, and warned that the situation could have ended fatally had law enforcement encountered it in progress. All 11 students surrendered voluntarily within 24 hours, avoiding more serious felony kidnapping charges. The incident was captured on video and remains under investigation. West Hills Superintendent Stephen Dunham responded by canceling the rest of the boys' lacrosse season. First-year head coach Aaron Cahill says he's committed to rebuilding a culture of accountability. No physical injuries were reported, but Fitzpatrick says the emotional impact may last much longer.
Officials say more disciplinary action may follow as the investigation continues.
Thanks, John. Cynthia Batriori, 39, goes to a Grandview, Texas gas station. The mom of two seen on security surveillance in the convenience store. Witnesses say her behavior was odd. She walks around the store, then leaves in her car. 2 days later, her son calls to say his mom hasn't been home. Her dark blue Mazda, found by a state trooper an hour away from the gas station days later. Black female, 160 pounds, 5'6". Last seen wearing a blue long-sleeve shirt, blue pants, and gray and white shoes. If you have info on Cynthia Batriori's disappearance, please call Crowley PD 817-297-2276 or the FBI 817-984-0320. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories, where we do our best to find missing people, especially children, and solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Missy Grace.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.